This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Accelerate your day with today's business headlines with Volvo Cars.
BFM 89.9, I'm Sharad Kuchan with me, Tan Chung Han and Joyce Goh, the top business stories of the day. We begin with that major headline and a bit of breaking news here with regard to the trade war talk. The question is, has in fact the skirmish, as some people would like to describe it, actually turned into an all-out war?
Yeah, it looks like it. Well, certainly it's been raised to a whole new level now, because just about an hour or so ago, the Trump administration has just pushed ahead with plans to impose tariffs on an extra $200 billion of worth of Chinese imports. Now, if you recall, just last Friday, a 25% tariff was imposed on imports worth $34 billion. $34 billion last Friday, now $200 billion, although this new set of tariffs is expected to take effect only about August 30th, end of August or so.
Yeah, and this would mean roughly half of all Chinese imports to the U.S. would be subject to increased duties. And, you know, the list includes Chinese goods looking at things like tobacco, coal, chemicals, dog and cat food, consumer electronics, you know, stuff like that. But the thing is, as you say, $200 billion, Han, that is huge. And, you know, we won't know until later. We're waiting for the list. It's going to be released as early as Tuesday. That's what our sources told Bloomberg.
Right. So if this only kicks in August, is there time from now till then for a dialing down? Could it be, you know, in a kind of a maneuver in a negotiation? I start high and then we negotiate to some acceptable level. Because I think sometimes, and we talked about this before, is that the Trump administration in particular has a way of ratcheting up the rhetoric, but at the last minute sort of dialing down on what it actually goes for in terms of, you know, some sort of negotiation. So is this a negotiation tactic?
Well, maybe, you know, and look, that possibility is there, but, you know, judging by some initial analysis here, the expectations is a ratcheting up. And in particular, from China's side, because not too long ago, just about a month ago, middle of June, you got Chinese Premier Li Keqiang, who has actually said that they intend to respond to any extra attempts out of the Trump administration to ratchet up this trade war. Now, here where it gets a bit tricky for China, okay, because guess what? Okay, last Friday, $34 billion, right, from the U.S., $34 billion worth of Chinese imports into the U.S., they are subject to 25% tariff, right? China responded, they went toe for toe. Mm-hmm. This time around, they don't have $200 billion worth of American imports into China, so they can't go like for like. So now markets are waiting, how is China going to respond, in what proportion, and ultimately, how does this derail the growth of the global economy?
Actually, this new list of sanctions follows warnings by Trump that he may implement tariffs on at least $500 billion in Chinese goods should Beijing retaliate the $34 billion tariffs that came in last Friday. And it looks like he is going through with it.
Yeah, and this is not just a China-US story. This is a US everybody story. Yeah. Switzerland has filed a complaint with the World Trade Organization against the US for tariffs imposed on steel and aluminium imports. Apparently, Swiss companies export some $80 million US dollars worth of steel and aluminium products. And that is the contention. But, you know, in the past, you had a rules-based trading system and conflicts were contained within there. There were processes and all that. But, you know, at the G7, Donald Trump refused to sign that communique that would have, you know, upgraded the rules-based nature of trade. He rejected that, and he's gone for this brinksmanship type of approach.
Right. And, you know, we have seen criticisms of Donald Trump whereby he's basically thrown the WTO rulebook out the window. Mm. Now, so these concerns appear to be feeding through the global markets right now as well. Now, keep in mind that over the last couple of days, if you've been listening to The Morning Run, we have spoken about how the global markets appear to have taken last Friday's move in stride. You know, everything was, you know, appears to be priced in. You got the S&P 500 that had rallied 81 points over the last 4 days, but already the S&P 500 futures are showing that rally is set to or come to an abrupt halt. Looking at domestic assets, though, we got the ringgit now back above 4.03 against the greenback. It was about 4.022 as of yesterday. So you've got the ringgit weakening against the US dollar right now. Is this a knee-jerk reaction? Could there be more developments, you know, not just in terms of the real economy, financial markets, but also geopolitically? We have to wait and see.
Okay, when you think of Switzerland, what do you think of? You think of
chocolates.
We all think that.
And an army knife. Well, I'm hungry, maybe.
Okay, Swiss army knife. Yeah. Okay, well, according to news reports, because we had the visit of the Swiss Attorney General, Michael Lauber, he came visiting both to his counterpart, Tommy Thomas, as well as the Minister of Finance. As far as the reports go, it is the talk of the town. It's about 1 MDB.
Yeah, so according to Swiss AG, around 28 billion ringgit originating from the 1 MDB flowed through the global financial system. This is between 2009 and 2015. And Swiss authorities are investigating how much of that money that flowed through went actually through the Swiss financial system. And the Swiss AG said yesterday that the Swiss government had frozen about 1.6 billion ringgit in Switzerland, allegedly connected to 1 MDB.
Yeah, so look, you've got the Swiss AG actually here in town to meet his Malaysian counterpart, Tommy Thomas, and you know, we've got the press statement from that since. So it looks like the MLA, this is the mutual legal assistance that was previously denied by the previous AG, that looks to be back on the table. So they have to kind of work out those details there. Obviously, there's a lot more will being evidenced by the current AG and also the current administration to really pursue this 1 MDB investigation.
And just put this in kind of historic context. Back in 2016, the then Attorney General, Tan Sri Apandi Ali, rejected Switzerland's request for mutual legal assistance. And it's interesting because that was the Swiss Attorney General's second MLA request. So political will clearly crucial to getting to the bottom of the 1 MDB saga.
Yeah, and this will has to be sustained, and just to manage our expectations here, this will has to be sustained over a period of years, okay? This is not going to be resolved overnight. This process could take years here. You know, first, you have to determine, you know, how much money went through the system, how much was misappropriated, you know, etc.
Yeah, it's because it's convoluted at first. And also looking at how many countries this whole case involves is going to take a lot of time. And the Swiss AG has said that they plan to return 1 MDB assets to Malaysia, including most of the 1.6 billion ringgit, if indeed belongs to 1 MDB. So we have to wait for the outcome of the investigation.
I mean, many countries like Singapore and Switzerland are very concerned about their reputation as financial centres, and wanting to have the integrity of their systems displayed. Now, Swiss Attorney General was quoted saying, Switzerland had never in the past, and also in this case, ever enriched itself by keeping illicit or stolen assets. Very interesting, because, you know, the reputation of Switzerland for many years was that's where dictators and, you know, and tycoons hid their money.
Yeah, and certainly the reputation of Malaysia as well. I mean, not less 1 MDB, well, whatever's left of 1 MDB's reputation, because if you look at the language coming out of the Swiss AG, it's a pretty strong here. You know, he has now akined it to sort of a Ponzi scheme, right? Mm. So you have the kind of descriptors. You have had the DOJ out of the US describing this as the worst case of kleptocracy around the world. Yeah, no, so Malaysia has a lot to do in trying to repair its image on the global stage.
Okay. We also just a part of that story is that Najib Razak, the former Prime Minister, and Joe Loh are not under investigation in Switzerland, I believe.
Yeah, office had initiated proceedings against six individuals, two former officials from 1 MDB, two former officials from Abu Dhabi Sovereign Funds, and two officials from Petra Saudi.
Okay. We'll be with the story till the bitter end. We're coming up to the top of the hour, and then we'll be back with the opening numbers in the stock market. More news and analysis. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Fuel your business drive with the Volvo S90 T8 twin engine. So cost efficient, it makes good business sense. Volvo, made by Sweden.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.